Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I've got Leonard Zemjewski and Randy Weiss. Leonard, you're a co-owner of Mr. David's based in Chicago. And Randy, you're the founder and principal with R.D. Weiss based in New York. I wanted to talk to you about the news that came out last week that Mr. David's Flooring International is forming a partnership with R.D. Weiss Company. Before we get into that, Leonard, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about Mr. David's.
David and I co-founded Mr. David's Flooring International approximately 45 years ago, basically working out of a van, and today we've grown into a company of approximately $170 million a year.
So you're commercial contractors, full service, all sectors, and primarily union, right?
Correct. We truly believe in hourly labor and providing opportunities as employees as much as we can. It's a focus we think it differentiates our company from others.
Yeah. And it's amazing to watch what Mr. David's has done. You had three locations in the Illinois, Chicago area, but now you're in Jacksonville, Indy, Columbus, Cincinnati, Madison, Tampa Bay, Minneapolis with two locations, St. Louis. You're in a fast track of growth. So, Randy, if you don't mind, tell us real quick a little bit about R.D. Weiss.
Sure thing, Kemp. Well, first of all, R.D. Weiss in February will celebrate 30 years in the commercial flooring business. And as you know, we started out in the maintenance business. We still enjoy a good maintenance business, and it's a big part of our passion. We operate out of the New York City market with a headquarters and separate sales operation. Also in Hartford, Connecticut to service the New England market, and Rochester, New York for that upstate market. Our second day of this new partnership, and I'm pleased to say that all the pieces are coming together and falling in place.
All right. You also have two other brands. You have CTS and PASS. Talk about that for a quick second, if you would.
Well, CTS is a 50-something-year-old, primarily retail, multi-location. I would call it more of a project management group. They've always serviced the retail market in rollouts of renovations and new stores, repair work. PASS is a much newer brand for us. It's 2 years old, and their focus is the sports industry, be it indoor basketball courts, outdoor courts, tennis courts, soccer fields, all of those types of things.
So, as you said a minute ago, you started in the maintenance business. You've got total locations. Is that five locations?
Actually, it's four locations.
And whereas Mr. Davids has somewhat of a union background, most of your work's been non-union, correct?
Well, our maintenance business in the New York metro area is all union.
Oh, it is.
Our installation business can be sometimes union, sometimes non-union. Outside of the New York metro area, we're primarily non-union. Yeah.
All right, so you formed this partnership. I assume that, Randy, you keep skin in the game. You're going to keep the brand name, and the companies are going to share some of the back-of-house services and work together. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We will continue in the Northeast, operate under our existing brand name. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of transferring a lot of back-office functions over to Mr. David's. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's pretty significant for us is we really would have needed to invest heavily in some software infrastructure that we didn't see a reason to do if we were to partner with somebody like Mr. David's, who already has built that infrastructure. So that's a pretty big plus for us going forward, is having that infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leonard, if you don't mind, tell us what attracted you to R.D. Weiss.
Well, Randy and I have known each other 25, 30 years now, and I've always had the greatest respect for him. I think culturally, our companies and our thought on what the future perhaps looks like fits in really well. Our employees, the motivation and the desire to be the best in the industry are all things that would drive us together. Then the ability to add value from both sides. Mm-hmm. Truly, R.D. Weiss has a great maintenance history and a lot of knowledge that we have tried to do on our own before and have not succeeded to the level that we would like. And I think that we, along with our technology platform and a lot of the other things that we have invested in over the last couple of years to prepare ourselves for growth has a big value going forward to Randy and R.D. Weiss, that we can truly add value. So we see it as value from both sides. We see Randy and ourselves as both industry leaders, and put two industry leaders together, it just makes us stronger.
That's right. I should point out that the reasons that you all know each other so well is you're both StarNet members, and you both have served over many years on the board of StarNet. So you guys have been making some tough decisions together for a long time. I'm sure the familiarity makes this an even better partnership. So this maintenance dimension, though, is a new dimension, I believe. So I know, Randy, it's a core part of your business. Does this open some doors for you, Leonard, and maybe some other areas? Or talk about that, if you would.
Positively, it does. We truly admire what Randy has done with maintenance. We see it as one place that we have failed to provide our customers with the best possible service. By having a better maintenance division across the board, that we're going to be able to continue the ongoing relationship. And ultimately, this whole relationship and everything that we're doing is about being better partners to both our customers, our associates that work with our companies, along with our vendor partners, to be the best source for all of them for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So the maintenance is truly an important part of this for us going forward.
All right, so just curious, you're growing so fast, Leonard, with Mr. Davids, but you know, there's no private equity in this at all. I mean, you're doing this just with your own financial institutions, right?
Correct. We're very fortunate not to have to answer to any private equity firms. Mm-hmm. We do have financial firms that we're extremely well-funded through. They are supporting our current growth strategy, let alone with the future acquisitions that we would expect to be making as we continue to look for the best and the brightest partners throughout our industry.
Mm-hmm. Randy, one last question for you is, how does your role change with this partnership?
I'll be continuing to run our business in the Northeast as I have in the past. At the same time, now in addition to making money for all of our associates here at R.D. Weiss and the training and development of our team, we're going to be part of a much larger organization. So we want to help Mr. Davids grow, and we want to grow alongside of it, helping the Mr. Davids organization in those areas where I think we have things to offer.
All right, well, congratulations on this news, and thanks for spending time with our audience explaining this partnership. Again, been talking to Leonard Zemjewski and Randy Weiss, two principals with Mr. Davids and R.D. Weiss, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.